What makes your product different from something like, say, a regular Harley or a Yamaha bike?
Well, first of all, we're really for off-road. We're not really competing on-road at all. We're really off-road, and we really are competing against ATVs. We're a lot safer to operate because we only weigh 218 pounds, and we can go a lot more places, up and over a fallen tree, up and over a stone wall, in and around obstacles, particularly climbing mountains where we can climb a 60% grade and do switchbacks up steep inclines where a four-wheeler can't for fear of rollover.
How do you see your product appealing to the Turkish market, and who do you see as your customer there?
Well, we have a unique product. The fact that we build the only all-wheel drive motorcycle in the world that can go into remote area places will appeal to the military, will appeal to the municipal market for search and rescue, will appeal in agriculture because we can fit down a narrow row crop that's only 31 inches, and will appeal in commercial industrial markets as a workhorse, particularly when they're building things like pipelines up and over mountain ranges or cell phone towers in places that only a person could walk to. We can actually ride to these places and carry gear.
And do you have a presence in Turkey now?
Well, we have presence around Turkey, which is why I really want to go to Turkey. We have presence in Russia, in the Ukraine, where we have dealers. And we have had great success in the Middle East and Jordan, and some success in Europe. So I'm excited that we can go now into the heart of Turkey, where it's the 17th largest economy in the world, known for its industrial base, ability to make things like Rokons and ATVs, and work with, you know, knowledgeable people to try and see if we can find a niche there too.
How important is international trade to your business model as a whole?
It's huge. I mean, I've been doing this since 1991, and when I started, the United States was in a crisis mode where foreclosures were the rule of the day in homes, and there really wasn't any business to be had pretty much in the U.S. Right now, the U.S. market is strong, but it has a way of falling back at times. And these international orders are crucial to maintaining a steady business for my company.
Businesses going on the trade mission have to pay their own way, and I also understand a fee to the state. So why not just go on your own? Is there a benefit to having a state dignitary like Governor Hassan coming along?
This is what people don't understand the most. It's huge to go, particularly small business. Big business has a lot more reach, but small business, the critical ingredient is credibility. When we travel with the governor, whether it was with Steve Merrill years ago or Governor Hassan, we're allowed to get in the room with critical decision makers in these countries that we ordinarily wouldn't get into. The state is able to connect with the right groups. In this case, we're going with a Turkish business persons group called Tuscan, and their reach across Turkey is legendary. So our ability to connect with Tuscan with a credibility angle from the state, particularly Governor Hassan, allows us to get in the room. I'm going to meet the head of search and rescue for the entire country of Turkey. That would not happen. And to be able to meet with the largest manufacturer of ATVs in Turkey, that probably wouldn't happen. These are big deals for small business, and I encourage other small businesses in New Hampshire to make this effort. I know it's time-consuming. I know it's expensive, but it pays off.